For CRI News, I'm Sophie Williams. Chinese President Xi Jinping has met with more foreign leaders here in Beijing on Friday. This is followed by their participation in events commemorating the 70th anniversary of the victory of the Chinese People's War of Resistance against Japanese aggression and the World Anti-Fascist War. During President Xi's meeting with Myanmar President U Thein Sein, both sides have agreed to boost border trade and personnel exchanges. At the same time, the Chinese president has pledged that China will continue supporting the reconstruction of Myanmar's flood-hit areas. When meeting with Ethiopian Prime Minister Haile Mariam Desalegn, Xi Jinping said Beijing will step up efforts to help Ethiopia's infrastructure construction. Earlier, President Xi Jinping has already met with many other state leaders and heads of international organizations, including Russian President Vladimir Putin, South Korean President Park Geun-hye, and United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon. Zhang Zhen, a former vice chairman of China's Central Military Commission, has died at the age of 101 in Beijing on Thursday. An obituary issued by the central authority has praised Zhang as an excellent Communist Party of China member and an outstanding leader of the People's Liberation Army of China, among other accolades. The People's Liberation Army is the name for China's armed forces. Zhang joined the CPC in 1930. He was conferred the title of Lieutenant General in 1955 and the title of General in 1988. A monument will be built on the site of the deadly Tianjin blast in memory of those who lost their lives in the accident last month. Tianjin plans to build a 24-hectare park on the site of the blast, and the monument will be at the center of the park. In addition, there are also plans to build primary schools and kindergartens in the area, and over 5,000 apartments have been made available to those who lost their homes as a result of the explosion. Police in Hebei Province, North China, have arrested five people for their suspected involvement in an online arms sales network. Two suspects, Liang and Ji, caught the attention of the police for allegedly trading firearms online. It is alleged that since July 2014, the suspects have been illegally manufacturing guns along with gun components, such as bolts, triggers and barrels, with the intent to sell them online. The distribution network could have spread to as many as 30 provinces and cities in China, including Beijing and Shanghai, with evidence indicating that some items were sent from Taiwan and the US. Police say more than 500 people are involved in the case. A bus carrying refugees from Hungary has arrived at the Austrian border. Germany and Austria agreed to allow refugees to enter their countries from Hungary. Before consulting with his German counterpart Angela Merkel, Austrian Chancellor Werner Faymann told Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orban over the phone late Friday that the two Western European countries would allow refugees to arrive from Hungary. Hungary, which has been witnessing a severe crisis because of the influx of Syrian refugees, announced on Friday it would send thousands of refugees by bus to the border with Austria. A man suspected of involvement in last month's deadly Bangkok bombing has appeared before a Thai court for the first time since his arrest a week ago. A judge at Minbury Court on Saturday gave police a further 12 days to continue holding and questioning the man. The army have held him at one of their bases since his arrest at an apartment in the outlying suburb of Minbury. They handed him over to police on Friday. He is facing charges of illegal possession of explosives. Iran's Air Force has kicked off a massive aerial exercise to boost defensive capabilities. In the two-day drill, various types of interceptor fighter jets, bombers, military transport aircraft, communication and reconnaissance planes, along with tanker aircraft and unmanned aerial vehicles, will take part. A whole range of homegrown missiles and bombs will also be used in the exercise. Senior officials' meeting of donor nations was opened in the Afghan capital Kabul on Saturday amid tight security. Afghan President Ashraf Ghani said his government has fought against corruption and would continue to fight against the menace to ensure good governance in the war-ravaged country. 60 countries attended the conference and they're expected to review the international community's pledge to Afghanistan. Those were your latest headlines. For CRI News, I'm Sophie Williams.